Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, George Stanky, pastoral counselor with Focus on the Family. George, while folks may disagree if we're officially in a recession, we know that people have been feeling crushed for cash in recent months. How can couples thrive despite the financial stress?
You know, it's an excellent question, Tracy. The biggest mistake that I have seen is the lack of transparency. I mean, how many times have you been in a conversation with the couple and the wife doesn't even know how much the husband makes? Everything is a secret. Transparency, no secrets of any kind, critically important.
Yeah. What tips do you have, George, for newly married couples on tackling a budget and managing the money, no matter the difference in spousal incomes?
The first thing, if your budget is in your mind, truly, you do not have one. There needs to be a budget that you can hold in your hands, that you are tracking for a minimum of 3 months, because as you know, as an experienced adult, expenses ebb and flow. And so we can't manage our money if we don't know what the difference is between income and outgo.
Yeah, excellent. As a former pastor and counseling consultant, you've seen how the topic of money can be like a wedge in marriages. What's a way to keep the emotions out of the discussion, especially when the need arises to trim the spending in a certain category?
You are asking an impossible question. How do we keep the emotion out of that discussion? cannot happen. But here's what needs to happen. Again, complete transparency, and both parties need to be willing to give. Neither one is going to have everything they want. So we may have to cut the food budget. We may have to cut the entertainment budget. We may have to go to a shared cell phone plan instead of individuals. So both parties have to be willing to meet in the middle, talk until you have a win-win scenario.
Yeah, that's critical. And what about the tithe when times are tough?
We want to honor Christ. We want to continue to pay our tithe because we want to honor the Lord. We don't do it out of obligation. It's an expression of our sincere love and appreciation for all that he has done. And if we have to cut the cable and put up an old-fashioned rabbit ear antenna in order to continue to honor the Lord, I would encourage people to do that. Trust God. Do not allow the financial situation to take you to a fear-based response that you will regret eventually.
Yeah, that's good. George, any advice for couples who find their current way of handling money just isn't working or coming together with a sense of shared vision?
Shared vision, I love the way you phrase that because it's important. If it's not a win for one, it's not a win for the other. And so sometimes we just need to talk to a third party. Focus on the Family offers a free consult with experienced therapists who can talk about anything. Call, allow us to help you dialogue.
That's really critical because I think a lot of people just don't know where to start. You talked about in the very beginning where sometimes there's this veil of secrecy, and I think maybe sometimes a spouse may not know what to do if they don't feel safe in this shared vision or if they don't feel like it's shared at all. So thank you for that. What resources do you recommend for couples when it comes to managing money in unity?
Focus on the Family has a search engine, and we have so many articles on finances, money management, to include several excellent broadcasts. So they can log on to focusonthefamily.com and in the search engine, just type in money management. There is so much excellent, excellent material there that can be very, very helpful.
George, any wisdom on couples or even individuals when it comes to accountability with money? You know, like having a person that you report to because you want to, but you need that kick in the pants?
There are times when there has been financial insecurity where we need a third party that we agree upon to hold us accountable for transparency. This is an act of love. This is an act of being mutually submitted one to another for the good of the family.
That's Counselor George Stanky with Focus on the Family. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.